This mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Petra Montano and Eladia and Delfina Salinas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we are memorializing St. Barnabas, the Apostle. As his feast day was on Sunday, we take a look at him in a more intense way today, not only because he's mentioned within the second part of the listing of the saints of the Roman canon, but he's also my family patron saint, as our last name derives from his first. And so, St. Barnabas, what does that name mean? Barnabas means bar, that's a traditional Jewish or way of saying, the same way as Mick would be for the the Irish, or Sen or would be for the those of the Netherlands. It's the word that means son of, just like James Barjona, what Peter Barjona would be son of Jonah, in the same way he is Barnabas, meaning son of, and Nabas. The word Nabas means, can be translated various ways, but it can mean son of consolation or son of encouragement. Son of consolation or encouragement. If you were there for us on Monday, we discussed how difficult it is to translate that word encouragement into Spanish. There's so many different words that are used for that in that way, one of which being consolation. And so indeed, St. Barnabas was a son of consolation, one who truly lived out being a consolation, being an encouragement to all those who are around. You see him from the very beginning. The first way in which he shows up within the scriptures, being a rich man, is that he gives all of his possessions over to the church in a great fashion, selling a property of great value, and then giving the totality of that sale over to the church, saying, take care of whatever it is that you need, apostles. You know what needs to be done. God has something great. Do it. Then immediately afterwards, you find that two others seeking that same sort of standing within the Christian community early on seek to do the same, at least in an outward fashion, wherein really they only gave part of what was done over to the church and leading everybody to believe, through their own words, lying, that they'd given everything away. And so what did God do to Ananias and Sapphira, the husband first and then the wife? Because their lie, the Holy Spirit visibly before all struck them dead. Struck them dead in that instance for trying to lie to the Holy Spirit and to receive a glory which was not due to them. Again, St. Barnabas, he was a man of great encouragement, and so he's the one who, seeing this young rabble-rouser Saul, who now chose to be called Paul, who was going about formerly persecuting and murdering Christians after his conversion moment, later on was preaching for the Christians. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with him, and so Barnabas, being one who sees good in souls, even those who have done great evil, goes out to meet with him first. It was Barnabas who corrected many of the errors of Paul, showing him a little bit more delicately what the church actually taught about it, and then being able to understand who Paul was later on, being able to bring him to the apostles and saying, he indeed is one of us. We would not have St. Paul preaching for the church if it were not for a one of encouragement, of consolation, like Barnabas to go between. Again, when Barnabas was going out on these various journeys with Paul, because nobody else wanted to do so. He was too much of a rabble-rouser even then. He took on a young man by the name of John Mark. And John Mark had a good desire to do things for Christ, but was very weak. And so over the course of the trials, abandoned it because he couldn't deal with all the hardships that were going on. He had weak faith and weak of soul, weak of body as well. And so he abandoned it. Paul never forgave him for that. And so on the return journey, when they were setting out a second time, Barnabas, doing the exact same thing he did for Paul, went out and reconciled with John Mark to encourage him to say, you can do these things. You've grown, have some maturity about you. And having seen there is something good and a desire to live out the life that he was formerly unable to live, said he's ready now. Paul would not take him back. And so there, Paul and Barnabas split ways. Paul seeking to go with Silas. That's where you hear that story about the two of them being locked up in a prison and God opening up those prison doors. And Barnabas went in another journey, taking John Mark with him, because he saw something good in John Mark that Paul was unwilling to see. Later on, you prove that Barnabas is correct, the son of encouragement, one who knows how to build up another person in Christ, because it's John Mark who actually is the one who wrote the Gospel of Mark. And John Mark only wrote down those things which were spoken to him through St. Peter himself. It was St. Mark, John Mark, who was the consolation to Peter in his old age and stuck with him under the bitter end of his own martyrdom. And only afterwards there wrote all things down that the Christian community may be built up by the things which Peter spoke about and knew intimately. We see within St. Barnabas then a great gift of seeing good in others and bringing it out, forgetting about the evils that may have been done even to himself, and saying, because there's good here, I will seek it out, give it consolation that it needs to grow and to foster, and therefore be able to blossom into something beautiful. You and I should seek to be Barnabases as well within our own lives, to bring out that which is good, that which is true, that which is lovely in each person in which we encounter. That's what the Christian ethos ought to be. Not ones who preach the condemnation of a soul, though preaching the truth as it always ought to be preached, as our Lord speaks about here within the Gospel and as well St. Paul within Corinthians from our reading today, but to do so in such a way that souls may be built up in Christ who actually do desire to live up in Christ. I'll give you some words from St. Barnabas. St. Barnabas never wrote a letter to the church, but there was a letter that was attributed to him. Somebody who was inspired by the life of St. Barnabas wrote very beautiful things and attributed his letter to the Christian people under the patronage of St. Barnabas. This is something that he writes, speaking on something that our Gospel and first reading deal with today, that if you wish to be a Christian, you must say no to sin and yes to the Lord, and how that is radically to be lived out. Here we'll conclude with the words of this letter of St. Barnabas, attributed rather to St. Barnabas. The writer says, to sum up, when one has learned the just demands of the Lord and as are contained within the Scriptures, the proper thing to make of them is the rule of one's life. Make the Scriptures the rule of one's life. Surely whoever complies with them will reap glory in the kingdom of God. Whoever chooses the opposite course with all his works must perish. That is why there is a resurrection, why there is a retribution as well. I would exhort those who are in better circumstances, if you will accept my well-meant advice, you have in your community persons to whom you can do good. Do not miss your opportunity. The day is at hand when all things will perish together with the evil one. At hand is the Lord and his recompense. Again and again I exhort you, be your own good lawgivers. Remain your own trusty advisors, and away with all hypocrisy. May God, who is the Lord over the whole world, grant you wisdom, understanding, insight, knowledge of his just demands, and patient endurance. Be learners in God's school, studying what the Lord requires of you. And then do it. Thus you will be approved on Judgment Day. And if there is such a thing as remembering a kindly deed, remember me by pondering what I have said, so that my desire and my vigils may result in something good. I ask for this as your favor to myself. As long as you are still in the good vessels of the body, do not lack anything in these matters. On the contrary, study these matters continually and carry out every commandment. They certainly deserve it. For the same reason, I have been all the more anxious to write to you to the best of my ability. I wanted to cheer you on. Farewell, my children, of love and of peace. May the Lord of glory and of every grace be with your spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.